So that probably wasn't the way you wanted to go to bed last night.
I don't know that I went to bed last night as a result of it. But, you know, it had to happen. It was the right thing to do. If he's not going to apologize for it, they didn't even want to walk it back. They just want to pretend like it didn't happen. That's, I mean, the people who like Donald Trump are tired of politics as usual, and that's politics as usual.
Why kick him out?
Because I'm not comfortable having him on stage with the number of women in the audience, my wife, my daughter, my family here, standing on stage next to a guy who thinks that a tough question from a female journalist was because she was on her period. I don't want those sorts of speakers at Red State.
What was the back and forth between you and the campaign?
Well, the campaign tried to not even make eye contact with a statement. They said they wanted to focus on blood in her eyes. She bled angrily all over Donald Trump. Blood everywhere on the stage, I think they used. And I told them that that wasn't part of the statement I was worried about. I was worried about the other part of the statement. They wouldn't acknowledge that he did it. I told them they needed to clarify it. When they clarified, it was just, well, he said whatever, not wherever, that she bled out of her eyes or wherever it was actually bled out of her eyes or whatever, trying to get Don Lemon to move on. That clearly wasn't what he did. That's why this morning I played the entire unedited statement so that people could see it in context and realize that he wasn't even trying to clarify or walk it back after he said it.
What kind of reaction have you gotten from the attendees?
The attendees, most of them applauded. I got a standing ovation.
Is this it for him?
No, it's never going to be it for a guy like Donald Trump who has a lot of money and a private plane to go where he wants, but I think it probably is the beginning of the decline of Donald Trump.
Who's going to be his replacement at the tailgate party?
Haven't figured that out yet. We did invite Megyn Kelly.
Anybody angry with you about him not being there, want their money back?
As far as I know, we haven't. I mean, we were already sold out before anyone knew Donald Trump was coming, so people who were coming weren't here for him.
Does this bother you that this might overstage the last day?
No, not really, because we did the right thing. You can't be bothered about doing the right thing.